Here we go. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Two Bros, One Flick. Andy and Sam here as always.
What's up, guys?
And we are joined today by Justin, a.k.a. Bane/Gollum.
Of course.
Okay.
Great.
I hope the mic picked that up.
No, it's not picking you up.
Beside the can, might hear it better.
A little bit.
No?
You might need to be louder. It's okay.
Too much.
Anyway, we're here to talk to you about the 2013 Steven Soderbergh movie Side Effects. Not to be confused with last year's Magic Mike or the year before that, Contagion. All directed by the same fucking man. This guy is
and
busy.
And Haywire, like the same year.
Oh my God,
Contagion.
He's a busy dude. Yeah.
And now he's directing that HBO Liberace movie.
Yeah.
With Matt Damon
said
and
was
Mike
too
Douglas.
Too gay to release to theaters. No, I'm not kidding. That's what Soderbergh said.
Yeah. I watched. Yeah, there's some images for it on IMDb, and it kind of looks like it's going to be painful to watch.
Yeah, uber gay.
Yeah.
They have to spray tan Mike Douglas' ass.
Matt Damon.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, Side Effects. Justin's been wanting to see this movie for a long time.
Yeah.
We made him wait for weeks on end until yesterday.
Yeah.
We go and see it. But Justin, since it was your pick, why don't you tell us what's this movie?
Little synopsis.
Little synopsis, because this movie is almost like two parts of a different movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to really give a synopsis just because it's better to kind of not know what's going on. Even the previews, if you watch the trailers for it, they don't really you don't get a gist of what the story is. It's called Side Effects, so you assume, okay, it's side effects of drugs, you know, prescription drugs, given the previews. But it's almost not even really about that. It's very, through the first like 20 minutes, you're kind of wondering, okay, where's this going? And then you kind of see like, oh, these are the pieces. Okay, here's what's going to happen. And then it makes another left turn. You're like, oh, I didn't even know. Okay, it's a really good thriller because you don't really know where
it's going. It does a very good job of building suspense without making it seem like kind of corny or over the
top.
Just kind of catches you off guard and you're like, oh, that's cool.
And it's smart. I mean, there were a couple scenes, like we were all law students, so there's a couple scenes when they were dealing with, you know, the police in the trial where we were like,
the worst
that's
part.
Really not how it would
that's
work.
That's some criminal procedure.
I feel like that part was almost like, we couldn't forgive it because it was so egregious.
Yeah.
But it was like anybody else would just take it.
Yeah, you're not
going to
know the difference for how insanity pleas work or anything like that. It doesn't really matter. Yeah. It did what it needed to do, but that's a minor technicality. I'm sure some people who are psychiatrists will watch it and call bullshit on a couple things that we didn't
know. There's bullshit on a couple things.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, so that's the movie. Soderbergh, very busy person. He seems to be the director who knows how to get a good performance out of Channing Tatum, though.
Yeah.
Because Magic Mike was pretty awesome. He was kind of dumb in Haywire. That was nothing special.
I didn't know he was in Haywire.
Yeah.
But
he was great in Magic Mike, and he's good in this as well. So maybe Soderbergh's kind of found his muse.
I guess.
Well, I mean, he's in the movie for the first third of it.
Yeah, and he's not that big of a deal.
And he plays himself a stupid man. He's like, we need to find a white douche who's just used up by everyone.
Yeah.
And they're like, wait a second,
Channing Tatum? Dude, I'm going to laugh when Channing Tatum is like doing some interview.
He's actually a member of Mensa.
Did you see him after the Oscars when he was on with Jamie Foxx? It was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
Like they went straight from, because it's across the street, the studio, and they just went straight there in their tuxes and everything.
Cool.
And talked about White House Down.
White House Down, what is that?
We're having like a Deep Impact Armageddon volcano. What's the other movie?
Like
volcano.
A joke movie?
What's the movie that came with Volcano? Volcano. Dante's Peak.
Yeah.
We had a Volcano, Dante's Peak, and then Armageddon, Deep Impact, and now we have White House Down with Channing Tatum and Jamie Foxx, and Olympus Has Fallen with Gerard Butler.
That one's coming out pretty soon.
Yeah. They both come out around the same time.
That's going to be really bad.
I don't even know what the hell these are.
Butler plays
are these
Secret
actual
Service.
Movies?
Yes.
Olympus Has Fallen has just started
showing
trailers on TV.
The White House gets overtaken by terrorists or whatever, and Gerard Butler's a Secret Service agent. On the inside, who has to save him? In one of them, Eckhart's the president. I don't know which one.
It's
Olympus Has Fallen, okay. And then the other one, Jamie Foxx, he's not the president. No, yeah, he is.
He is.
That's right. Jamie Foxx is the president.
Yeah.
And Channing Tatum is like a Secret Service bodyguard who has to help save him. But basically the same plot. It'll be interesting to see I think one of them is Roland Emmerich. That's probably going to be the worst movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other one, I don't know who it is, but it's not Roland Emmerich. So
not expecting much.
So when you said all the volcano stuff, I was expecting Terrorist Made Out of Lava or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be sweet.
But anyway, that's what Side Effects is. That doesn't really tell you much of what it's about, but neither does the trailer, so I don't want to tell you more than the trailer does.
It's not the type of movie where you could just kind of talk about it, because like, if we told you what had happened, it would spoil a lot.
We can talk about the movie without spoiling the plot. Because
there's lots of things you can like.
Talk about.
Yeah, there's lots of things that you could discuss.
I think we all liked it in general. We all left it. It was cool. I think we felt good that it was a good movie to see in theaters. You know, like worth our time.
And I say the less you know about it, the better. If you just like thrillers, if you like psychiatry stuff, if you like shady goings on.
I think it's one of those things where everything I liked and didn't like about this movie are all things that aren't specific to this. To the scenes in the movie.
Yeah.
It was like, in general, I like this. Otherwise, I
didn't
like
that. Yeah.
I feel like... You want to start off with the bad things first? Because the bad things are sticking out of my head.
Yeah, okay.
And they're not going to be as prevalent as the good things. The bad thing was, I think, maybe this is going to be everyone's fault of the movie, was essentially the first 20, 30 minutes of the movie. Where you know you're going to see a thriller, and you're like, wait, what... What am I supposed to be invested in? Because the buildup is very long, and I wouldn't say the buildup is unneeded, right? But
it's
it felt like...
It's just slow.
Yeah, it's slow. The pace at the very beginning. But once you realize what else is happening and things are what's going on behind the scenes, you're like, this is really cool.
It's a good payoff.
Yeah, it's a good payoff. But when you're watching it, you're probably going to be sitting there as like, okay, so this happened and what? And it doesn't really matter. Like, it matters, but, like, what now? What's the thrill?
Get me to the meat. Yeah, give me that
get
meat.
Get me to the sausage.
Yeah.
Sausage in the rough.
I don't even know how it's made.
Yeah. But that was my gripe. I thought Channing Tatum did a good job playing the dumb, the same character he played in 21 Jump Street, except not a cop, just a white.
He was great in 21 Jump Street.
He was great.
He was great, but it was the same character.
No, he had
the clueless white guy.
This one, he's an eye banker or something.
Channing Tatum had three movies last year, gross over $100 million, so he's crushing it.
Yeah.
21 Jump Street.
He's
Dear,
really
Dear
just
John,
playing us all.
And
he's,
Magic Mike.
He's playing us all. He's the smartest man in the world. Yeah. but yeah, that's what there's nothing that I could be. Everything else would be nitpicky. I don't think the pacing in the first 20 minutes is super nitpicky, because I feel like it was really glaring.
Yeah.
But well, the nitpicky thing is the lawyer stuff, where
that was,
it's like, this is so fucking stupid. You're sitting there with the cop with no lawyer present, and they're like, "Where's the lawyer?" And the cop's like, "We don't got one."
Yeah. That is not getting into trial. Like,
that's the best part. And then
Jude Law's that be admissible because they didn't follow.
And Jude Law's like, okay, let me keep on talking.
Yeah.
No, there's no
stupidest.
There's no lawyer coming.
Stupidest man in the world. Never talk to the police.
That guy,
you know this?
Did you not take street law in high school? Come
on. If you don't have to talk to the police, don't talk to them ever for anything.
That's street law 101.
Yeah. Where's the lawyer? He's not here. Okay, I'll stay in your office.
Here's
then.
How to hide your weed and get away with it. I mean, that's basically why everybody took street law in high school.
Fucking stupid. The worst part, it wasn't even a cop. It was the prosecutor.
Yeah.
The state prosecutor
that's
worse.
Yeah, at the police station.
Sense.
Yeah.
The prosecutor can't get involved
in
that stage.
Where's her
lawyer?
The prosecutor should
have
known that. Like, he went to law school, I imagine.
Then again, Jude Law's character has the same thing at the very beginning of the movie. Why is the psychiatrist at like a regular clinic, hospital?
Yeah.
Clinic,
oh, yeah.
Like
working shifts like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that didn't really make sense. There's some holes, but it's okay.
Gaping holes.
Let's say the first 20 minutes, they definitely do, they kind of almost tease you with it, because you're waiting for, like, you kind of see what's going to happen, or that there's going to be a breakdown of some kind. You know what's going to happen, I guess, but that's going to be, like, something bad's going to happen. But they tease you with it a couple times where it builds and then it doesn't happen, and then it builds again and then it doesn't happen.
Right,
like,
right.
On the boat, and you're like, oh, something bad's going to happen, and it doesn't happen. And like, she's in the car, and you're like, oh, something bad's going to happen. And then it does, but then everything just keeps going.
Yeah.
And then she's on the subway. You're like, something bad's going to... No, it doesn't happen. Like, damn, when's the payoff coming? And then it finally does, and
but
you're
payoff
like,
comes,
oh, okay, that's what this movie's about. Yeah. And then that...
Everyone gasped, too.
Yeah.
In the theaters, like, people were like... And
like,
I was like, ha-ha.
I think there was a lot of high school girls there that were just like, oh, my God, Channing Tatum movie. And then they went for that and then didn't know what they were getting into.
Yeah.
I think from the trailer, you can tell that Channing Tatum, you know.
He's not the star of it. Jude Law is the star of the movie.
Yeah. Or like, and you could probably surmise what happens to Channing Tatum through the trailer.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
And that he's in the beginning of the trailer and not the end of the trailer.
Good stuff happens.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a lot of lines.
No. Yeah, he's a quiet dude to begin with.
Screen time is limited.
Yeah.
And even the flashbacks was like, let's not have him talk anymore. Yeah. Just have him
shut the fuck up.
In a white suit.
Just wear this white tux and like stand around. Yeah. Hug this girl.
Just dance.
Dance, puppet.
Step up, motherfucker. Step up.
They're in that flashback scene at their wedding, and they turn on Genuine out of nowhere, and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Of course. We're still in 1996.
Starts dancing to Pony.
Oh,
what he danced to in Magic Mike. It's timeless.
One other thing that I forgot to say.
Oh, okay.
When Channing Tatum comes out of prison. Fuck, I said he came out of prison.
It's the first 5 minutes.
That's
the first
5 minutes. Yeah, okay.
It's in the first 30 seconds.
That's
okay,
not
he's talking to the boss that could have sold him down the river.
Yeah.
And the boss who is in everything, Hartman.
Bad guy. Hartman from Suits, and was Gale in Breaking Bad.
He was in Damages as.
Oh, shit, it's Gale!
Yeah.
I'm so happy when he died in Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
He's a hitman in Damages for the first 2 seasons.
Mm. He was in The Wire also.
Playing probably the same guy.
I love
his voice is so.
I need to
anyway,
watch more of that. That's a great show.
It is the best show ever made.
Apologize, I should have reached out more. Yeah. And Channing Tatum was like, "It's okay.
It's cool,
it's
man.
The culture.
It is okay.
Like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. It's the culture.
Yeah, that's a really weird,
stupid.
Response.
That's a really weird thing. It's like it's okay. Yeah, it's like, dude, no one was going to help me.
You missed 4 years of Rooney Mara in her mid-20s, man.
Oh,
I'd be pissed.
Yeah,
the hairless body of." Her and Matt McConaughey.
Yeah,
have lots
so say which one is more hairless?
Great,
probably Matthew McConaughey.
Probably Matthew McConaughey. Yeah,
that's why that budget was so high on Killer Joe.
Killer Joe is all spent
it's
on
waxing.
$100 for waxing his beehole. Yeah.
Bleaching it cost extra two or three times. He decided to do it.
I guess those are. We didn't hear Sam's thing, so Sam, go ahead.
I actually kind of agreed. The first. Maybe like 30 minutes is kind of weird, but in a different way. You kept mentioning how they kept building things up. To me, it seemed like they were kind of scrambling to fit in as many not like obvious kind of like depression-y cliche types of things. But like they just kept fitting in different stuff. And I was like, okay, I get it. She's supposed to be
depressed. Yeah.
You don't have to hit me over the head with it. He did do it well.
Yeah.
It's not like it's done in like a shitty way that was like tasteless. It's just kind of like, okay, I got it. You just need to do like three things.
Yeah, it could have been
enough.
One of those. And you're like, she kind of is sad. Okay.
Yeah, I could have done it faster. Some of the scenes, like the first scene after one of the occurrences where she's in the hospital and she first meets Jude Law, it's kind of like awkwardly long.
Yeah.
And like... the part where he speaks French to like some Asian dude, like that was unnecessary.
It could have been English, and the scene would have been the same thing.
Yeah, that was completely unnecessary.
Like, oh, he
and
speaks French.
Like, oh, okay.
Cool.
I guess he's worldly. Great job. You took four French classes.
He's capable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just kind of odd. But yeah, no.
Will be the one to let you know when he can leave the hospital.
Yeah, and like he's a psychiatrist. I don't even know if he's a psychiatrist.
I think he's a psychiatrist. Maybe he's like a MD slash something else.
MD would ever take a job like that. Though.
But I know, but that's what you have to.
There's
I'm
so
just
much
saying,
risk.
Like,
yeah. No, I know, maybe, but
that's something weird.
I think he's supposed to be a psychiatrist, but like, he does not act like any psychiatrist I have ever encountered. If you want real psychiatry, go watch In Treatment because that is very real. Gabriel Byrne will make you want to kill yourself. Yeah. It's amazing.
Those previews for that show make me sad.
That show is fucking awesome.
The one thing that I guess bothered me, besides the opening scenes, towards the end, after everything has happened, you know, his wife.
His wife
has left him, and you know, in the middle of the movie, when all the havoc is going on,
and
she's just like, "Oh, you're crazy" or whatever, and she leaves him.
It seemed a little too easy.
Yeah, and then in the end, towards the end, rather, I guess they're back together, and his wife, then they seem fine. They never, they don't show them talk, but they show them together again. So you know, like, oh, good, they're back together. But I'd be pissed at my wife if that happened. I'm like, why didn't you believe me? What are you doing?
Yeah, it was so easy.
It was so easy.
But the part was that goes to the movie of why I thought this movie was good but not great. And it's a lot of stuff that you see in thrillers that you can see happening. It's not new material. They don't.
Yeah.
It's something that's bound to happen.
Not that it's not that it's predictable, but it's like, okay, you're going to probably go in this direction.
It's almost like in rom-coms. Like, okay, at some point they're going to get in a fight due to a misunderstanding or something.
Yeah, and in this one,
you can tell the wife is
going to
leave.
Yeah.
And it starts off with like, why did you leave my son at the school?
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, it's just stuff like that. It's like, okay, now we know we're going to take it 10 minutes later.
Yeah.
But it's, and the only, I guess the weird part about that is how they came back they shot it as like, and everything is hunky-dory.
Everything's great, you guys.
Yeah, which that was kind of weird for the whole movie because it doesn't seem like the movie was going for something like that, yeah. where it's like there is going to be something good happening, yeah, but it's not going to be like, boom, yeah, the ending sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah, the ending didn't need to be quite so cheery. It yeah, could yeah. have been realistic, and I think that would have made it better.
Realistically hopeful, like she shows up and they're yeah. talking.
And
something.
I was more yeah. worried about him like with his job than I was about the wife. Like, is he oh, yeah, fine yeah. there? Is oh, yeah. he back?
His job situation
Did he clear
weird.
His name?
What's oh, when he deal? Became another... Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because
he's still like Mr. Fancy Pants throughout the entire thing.
Yeah. yeah, he looked like he got a nice new office in a basement this time.
Yeah. yeah.
Not upstairs. Yeah. But let's talk good things, because I feel like...
The rest
we,
of it.
For the, yeah, we how much we liked the movie, we did bash it quite a lot in that little segment.
I guess.
Nothing's perfect. It's
Nothing
not a perfect,
perfect.
Movie.
Things we like.
I can talk shit about Magic Mike, but I still love it.
Should I go first?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Okay. I would say good things about it was I haven't seen a thriller in the theaters in a long time that kept you like... It wasn't one of those things where it's like...
I don't know if it's fair to call this a thriller. It was more like a mystery almost.
I don't know.
It's a thriller. Kind
of is
a thriller.
Mystery and thriller thrown around synonymously nowadays anyway?
Maybe.
Yeah. There's definitely suspense.
When I think thriller, I always think like, you know, Chucky or some shit, which probably isn't right either.
I think that's
more
supposed
to be horror thriller kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's horse shit, says Mr. A.
It's not horse shit, okay? He's a doll.
You're on your way.
Problems.
You're on your way. Mr. A
he
going
was a serial
for
killer.
A 3 minute, 3.5 minute nope. championship like Pac-Man run.
Pac-Man run. Oh, good. I'm glad SNL is doing well tonight.
Yes, yes, yes.
I wish they would just show the entire show.
Me
it's
too.
A free
Fuck
show.
Fuck you, Hulu.
You can watch it on TV. Why don't you just have it?
Please put like on the music.
Yeah, you
so
can.
So behind. It doesn't help that it's NBC, the most behind network of all.
That is true.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Irrelevant, so I didn't have the mic to my face.
Good things matter. That we liked about it. I said, like, the thriller thing. I thought it was good. You're not sitting there like, oh, my God, this is, like, really freaking me out. But
yeah.
you are wondering what's going to happen
painful.
In the next.
It's just, like, exciting.
Psychological. Yeah, that's
I
awesome. I fucking love
that.
The Three Amigos.
I figured they were going to do a Three Amigos yeah. bit on SNL tonight.
Anyway.
I can't wait to see that tomorrow.
Damn. I was thinking about. It's more of a psychological thriller, like who can you trust and what's this person got to do with anything.
Yeah.
It's exciting to watch and watch it all unfold. After the first 20 minutes, first 30 minutes maybe, you start wondering and you're very, like you're invested in the movie watching. It's like, let's see how it plays
yeah,
out.
Because Jude Law is a likable character.
Yeah. He does a good job being likable considering how much of an asshole he is in real life.
Is he an asshole in real life?
Wasn't he? He's like banging the nanny, right? That's what he got in trouble for like
oh,
years
yeah.
ago.
I heard about
that. No,
that
was Schwarzenegger too, but like.
I know,
like
I heard about that before.
Yeah.
Right? That's from like the early 2000s.
Early
though, 2000s. Right?
I was still in high school when they like he got divorced with his wife and three kids.
No, he was in Closer and he.
Fucking
like,
the nanny. It was it right
movie.
After Closer or right before Closer?
I think it's right after Closer.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that movie. He's I love that movie
that's
so
That's an
much.
Uncomfortable movie also.
I love yeah. that movie.
On par with like Killer Joe, where I'm like.
Clive Owen, that scene with Julia Roberts, that's one of my favorite scenes of all time.
Well, then Fallout Boy turned it into a song.
Oh,
that
yeah,
anyway.
That turned that line into
Days
a song.
Days like you, sweeter.
Fucking hate you, Fall Out Boy. I hope you're all not working anymore.
They are working
They
right
are
now.
Working. They were just at, they performed at like the Grammy? No. The All-Star Game, the NBA All-Star Game. They
are you
performed.
Serious?
No. Yeah. I thought they went on hiatus.
No, they're back together. They That's performed at the All-Star Game.
That's lame.
And the lead singer actually isn't all like
oh, you have
fat and
laughs.
Gross
well,
looking
I know
anymore.
He got, I know he was sort
oh,
of
God
thin
damn,
at the end.
You'll get it. You'll get it.
Like in 2006, like he wasn't really a big dude anymore. He still uses that SG though, right?
I have
that,
no
like,
idea.
Silver.
I don't know what that means.
He uses like a silver SG. It's unnecessary. He's unnecessary.
Anyways.
What else did you like?
The good things that we talked about, the watching it unfold, I really liked it that way.
Yeah.
And I've seen lots of thrillers, right? That are still considered good thrillers, but I like this one. Contagion, I saw. Different style of movie.
Also Soderbergh, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I enjoy this movie more than Contagion.
Okay.
Anyway, let's listen to you.
I liked everything else about it, besides this little not going into enough detail, I guess, or maybe too much detail, I'm not sure, in the last part, figuring out like how everybody's back to normal or something.
Yeah.
Right. And then just the opening 20-30 minutes where you're just you don't know what direction the movie's going in because the previews don't even really tell you.
Mm-hmm.
All you see in the previews is Jude Law yelling about like his job
yeah.
or something's not right, but that's it. That's the only context you get.
Yeah.
You have no idea what else is going on. So it definitely kind of drags a little bit in the beginning, but just let it take you on the ride. Just
yeah, for sure.
Go along with
it's
it.
It's the setup. When you look back on it, the setup isn't too. I don't know. I still think it's kind of long, but everything in
long.
The setup still makes sense.
It could have made things more succinct.
Yeah.
I feel like Magic Mike had kind of that same problem. It could have been about 10 minutes shorter, and it would have been better. Mm. But it was still good.
Let me ask you guys this: when they have the whole bit about participating in the study, do you think he could have just had that as like introduced at the beginning? Like, by the way, not like how he got set up with it, but the fact that he just started doing it. Like, he's on the hunt for patients at the beginning of the movie.
Oh, yeah, that would be
without
fun.
Having to go and get wine and dined by the pharmaceutical reps.
Yeah. I think that would have been fine, but it would have made it harder to introduce the...
That's true.
Siebert character. Catherine Zeta-Jones character.
Yeah, so it's
old
hard to
lady,
say.
Old lady Catherine Zeta-Jones.
What about you, Sam?
I think what I like the most is how satisfying the movie is after about the first third of it. Like, once things kind of unravel and you get to see what is really going on with the characters.
Yeah.
It's very satisfying. Because up to that point, you're just kind of like, okay, everyone's acting well, and this is kind of interesting. I get the girls depressed and stuff, but, like, it doesn't really come together. But when it does come together, it's a very satisfying experience. Just kind of like, oh, awesome. Way to go. Yeah.
Way to go, lady.
Yeah.
No, I think I enjoyed that. Anybody in particular stand out to you? I think I know your answers already, but go ahead. Justin's.
To me, I thought it's Rooney Mara, not Kate Mara, right?
Yeah, Kate Mara is from
House of Cards.
They're related,
they both
right?
Have the, yeah, they're sisters.
Sisters.
They both have the same weird ears.
It's the ear thing, right? Yeah. They have fucking strange ears.
They do have weird ears, but that's okay.
They're beautiful, though.
Wait, personally, I'm kind of more of a fan of Kate Mara after watching House of Cards.
House of Cards. We should review House of Cards.
That's a fucking awesome series.
It is really good.
I'm still only on episode 3, but
so
yeah.
When Sam finishes,
awesome.
We'll talk about
all
it.
All I could think of when I see Kate Mara on screen in that show is she looks like she smells nice. And I don't know. I don't know why that's the thing that I think, but she does. I don't know.
I could see that. She seems like a nice person.
I like her better than Rooney Mara now.
Rooney Mara is cool. She's cool. I think she had the best performance just because,
what else was Rooney Mara in?
The girl with the dragon.
Oh, that was her. Okay.
Which she was super badass in.
Yeah, but the Swedish version's better.
But what? Oh, the Swedish one.
Numi Rapace.
I haven't seen those.
Swedish one was
legit.
Amazing.
That's why we got to see Dead Man Down, man. Same director.
True that.
Oh, okay.
So Rooney for you.
Yeah, I thought
I was
Rooney
guessing
Mara did a
Rooney
great job.
For Justin as well.
Oh, no, I was going to say Buzz from Home Alone.
Okay.
There's a scene where Jude Law's talking
right?
to him. No,
he's
a random patient.
Oh. He was the patient. He's like, are you putting me on those drugs too, right? You would tell me if I was on
You would
on
tell
them?
Me if I was on those drugs, right?
Oh, right.
And I was like, that guy looks familiar. Pretty sure that's Buzz from Home Alone. And like, just whipped out
fact checker. That was an incredible
on my phone.
Check because it was only like for 20 seconds.
Yeah, and it's totally Buzz from Home Alone. Your
and
girlfriend,
he gave it his
Wolf.
He
yeah.
gave it
oh, yeah. He did well. He deserved whatever $100
Here's $100
paid.
Bro. Things looking up for him.
Yeah.
What about you, Andy?
You know what he should have said? He should have been,
calm down, doctor. Now's not the time for fear. That comes later.
Said that.
Awesome. That would have been good.
He would have crushed it.
That would have been good.
Yeah.
Bane was in that movie.
I think Gollum's going to close out by giving us his, like, the point spread of what he gives us, like, the rating.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
I should have written that down.
Yeah.
Here Andy. We go. I would say Jude Law was great. I would say Catherine Zeta-Jones is old.
I think she's supposed to be kind of old and stately.
She's still pretty.
Yeah, no, she is pretty.
But I just can't get her out of my head from Entrapment when she's grinding over those
lasers. I
think
a younger person in that role would have worked better, but
yeah.
It's kind of like Cameron Diaz in every movie she's in now for the last 5 years.
I am glad to see Catherine
Cameron Diaz is still in movies.
Yeah, but it's like she doesn't. She's
night.
The worst part. Night and Day is actually
night
pretty
day.
Good.
Oh, come on.
Have you seen it?
No.
Okay, I'm not lying. It's actually kind of good. Enjoy it. It's over the top, but it doesn't take itself seriously. Not a bad movie, but Cameron Diaz is by far the worst part of that movie. She doesn't. It should have been someone
she looks
younger.
So old. You know what the thing about Catherine Zeta-Jones though is, I actually like her as an actress, and I think that she did a good job. It wasn't a bad job.
I know she did.
She
fine.
Wasn't a weak point.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
We're harping on her because she's old.
I just think she was wrong for the role, but she did as well
she
as she could.
She did a good job, right? And I'm glad to see her in more roles.
Yeah,
because I don't see her nearly as enough. Yeah. You know, but. Quick, I guess we'll do the round of, you know, out of 10 points.
Yeah.
Can Gollum review it this time?
Yeah.
Yeah, he might not know what to say though.
You want to? Okay, I'll let you think about it.
I can think about it. Yeah.
I Okay, tonight we did a doubleheader. I gave Killer Joe an 8.
Yeah.
This is higher than an 8.
Really? Ooh.
8.5.
Okay.
Not by much. I did enjoy this movie experience significantly more than I did Killer Joe.
I think you could watch this with anybody.
You could watch this with anyone.
It would be good.
My mom or dad would really like this movie.
Same, yeah.
You know? Channing Tatum bothered me a bit. Just because when he's like, he can't.
Let's be honest, his character could have been played by any white guy who's
Buff. And you can't play it.
But Soderbergh liked Channing Tatum.
There's nothing believable.
I'm calling him Channing Tatum. See Tates, because we're friends.
Okay. Being a day trader. There's nothing believable about him being a day trader.
Yeah, because he looks and sounds kind of like an idiot in the movie.
And then like his lines coming out of prison, like, oh man, I met this guy. He's got money in Dubai and New York.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like, what fucking, like, day Britain, day trader would be, like, impressed with that, right? He's got money in two places, right?
No, that's, like, twice as much as one place.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Or then it's like, you know, he's like, Daniel, I wish I could have reached out to you more. And then the culture thing. It's just like, he can't play.
Yeah.
But it's Soderbergh. He likes sea tapes.
He didn't sound very intelligent.
No.
For someone who was supposed to be an inside trader.
Yeah. He's like, oh man, he has money in Dubai.
Hooray.
Money in the bank. Yeah. And you're going to love Houston.
Yeah.
Right?
That was
stupid.
He just sounded dumb.
Yeah.
That was not good.
If he was in the movie more than what he was in, I think that would detract a lot from the viewing experience.
I think it would make it more jokey.
Yeah. So he was in there for the right amount of time. 8.5. The way it always goes to the end, how Jude Law's character kind of unravels the story.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. Doesn't do anything.
It's very satisfying.
Yeah, very satisfying.
It's just well executed.
The payoff is good.
It's awesome.
Well executed, but I think the reason why it's not higher, 8.5 is still pretty high.
Yeah.
But the reason why it's not like, wow, whatever you do, go watch it now, is because it's not anything new to a thriller.
Yeah.
You'll see the same familiar capstones of a thriller. That makes what make a good thriller.
Yeah.
Fundamentals are all there. Fundamentals are all greatly executed, though.
Uh-huh.
That's what I think.
Yeah, for sure.
What about you? Does Gollum need some time?
Do you need some more time?
I just was going to make it up anyway.
All right, here we go, Gollum.
Okay. I haven't been sitting here writing or anything.
How about use the good mic so we can get you for sure?
Yeah.
Oh, there's good mic? I was using the butt mic the whole time?
Awesome.
All right. It's hard to do. I know. I give the movie a B+. First of all, let me just say that I like to use letters. I don't know what to say. I'll just say anything.
I give the movie a B+ because it was good and a thriller, and we likes it that way. But you can't be sure what's happening, and it hurts your heads, and it really takes it.
I don't know. None of that made any sense, but it was a good movie.
It was classic. Is what that? Yeah.
8.5 is probably B+. Go for it.
Yeah.
Go see it.
See Tatesels.
See Tates. God damn it. Channing Tatum.
Golem.
Anyway.
Okay.
I'm glad this isn't a video.
I wish it was a video. Yeah. We don't have that kind of money. At Two Bros, One Flick.
You guys aren't getting those checks every month? What?
No.
I've been getting them. Is that just me?
Yeah, it is just you.
Oh, all right.
Damn. I thought the movies movie was pretty awesome. I'm probably going to give it, I think I'm going to give it like a 7 because I liked it, but there were some things I think they could have done a little bit better. I have a background in like the psychiatry, like psychology kind of stuff. So I'm familiar with the topic. So that made me a little bit more critical about some of the stuff during the first third when they're kind of scrambling to introduce all of these things.
The procedure part was still really
the procedure
annoying.
Part was the criminal procedure thing was really weird. Like it just
I just feel like
I don't know. You know what? We're thinking it's weird, but I'm sure there are people every day who are in situations like that or like, you know, when a cop comes up to your car and they ask you, can you search your car? And they're like, yeah, man, of course you can. And they have like 3 pounds of marijuana.
Yes, you can open up my trunk, officer.
All you have to do is say no. And then they can't do anything more.
Yeah. Well, they could arrest you and impound your car. But still,
it's better than letting them search.
It takes extra work.
Just
say no.
I don't know. It's like drugs.
You have a lot of smart people making that movie. The way they glossed over the legal bit Yeah. Seems kind of stupid. If you're going to have something so like a psychological thriller.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like, you know, not for stink.
But
not
I mean,
for, like,
there's been other movies that rely more on courts, like a court case proceeding.
Oh, that do it worse? Yeah.
That do it way worse. That are still good movies. Like Primal Fear is probably the most egregious example where the ending is cool, but the way it plays out, you're like, okay, clearly you just had that ending and you didn't know how to get there, so you just had to do whatever you needed to do to get there, even if it didn't make any legal sense.
Right.
But yeah. It's fine.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's just kind of detracting. But no, yeah, overall I thought it was a good movie. I'd recommend people to watch it.
Yeah, generally just
I don't necessarily think you need to see it in a theater setting because it's kind of a
rental. No need.
Yeah, it's a great rental.
There's nothing about it that's like, wow, and the big screen looks great.
It's not going to be like Life of Pi.
Naked body.
Yeah.
For like 3 or 4 seconds. Rooney Mara, if you haven't seen, like, does she get naked in all of her movies now? Is
not
that her
Social
thing?
Network. But yeah, in Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo,
she
was naked.
Social Network.
Yeah, she wasn't in it very long, though.
In like the first scene and like 2/3 of the way through, she was out in the restaurant.
But like in,
her sister also gets naked in House of Cards. What's going on?
Oh, see, I haven't seen that yet.
All right, yeah.
Something to look forward to.
I guess so. She's pretty cool.
She's very pretty.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I thought, I didn't think it was bad at all. It's a entertaining movie. It's a good thriller in the sense that it's not like super super cliche, but it's familiar enough to where you could follow it and have a good time without having to pay attention to like every single word kind of thing.
Sure,
check it out.
I agree. I think it's a general consensus from the crew at two boys fucking rusty and he fucking left two boos.
Two
booze, one flick, to go and see it sometime.
Yeah, check it out.
It's a brovy.
Oh, God. All right, Sam.
Well, thank you for listening. You know, tell us what you think about it, like if you have any questions or comments about this movie or what we should review next, what we should check out next. We really appreciate you guys listening to us. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.